Psst. Hey, you still awake in there? Oh, you actually are. Thank God, because I'm freezing my butt off out here. Oh, seriously, it's like the Arctic out here. Some genius idea I had climbing up here in December. But old habits die hard, right? Figure I had to throw snowballs at your window like I used to throw pebbles in middle school. Remember that? When I'd show up at your window at the most random times and you always let me in, no questions asked. Whew. Oh, much warmer in here. Your parents still keep this place like a sauna in winter. Some things never change. But other things definitely have. 7 years really fly by, doesn't it? Last time I climbed through a window, we were like, what, 13? 8th grade? Now look at us, college sophomores. That's insane. So, you aren't gonna say anything? I just scale the side of your house in below freezing temperatures with nothing but my sheer determination and upper body strength. And you're just sitting there staring at me like I'm some ghost of a Christmas past or something. Well, yeah, of course it's me. Who else would be stupid enough to climb up here in winter? Though, I gotta say, that trellis feels a lot less sturdy than the tree I used to climb. And those icicle lights your mom hung up nearly took me out. Talk about hazardous holiday decorations. I must look like a complete mess. Snow in my hair. Face all red from the cold. Wait, don't turn on the light. Great. I can see my dramatic entrance in full HD. At least give a girl a warning before illuminating all her flaws. Take a picture. It'll last longer. Seriously, stop staring. What, you didn't recognize me with actual grown-up clothes and a decent haircut? Yes, I cut my hair. No, I don't miss the ponytail. And yes, I know it makes my ears look bigger. My mom already gave me that critique. Thanks. I still don't dress like other girls, though. Why'd you catch me in those ridiculous designer winter boots all the sorority girls wear? These are actual hiking boots. You know, functional, waterproof, not just for aesthetic. I still have that scar, see? From when you dared me to climb the highest branch of your backyard tree in 8th grade. I fell and nearly cracked my skull open, remember? You were so freaked out, but I was just worried your mom would ban me from coming over again. You said the scar made me look badass. It's like I've been in a knife fight or something. God, we were such disaster children. Always in the principal's office for one thing or another. Remember when we tried to set up that zip line between our houses? Or that time we accidentally set off the fire alarm trying to do that science project in the bathroom? Mr. Peterson said we were partners in crime. She wasn't wrong. So, this is where the famous college boy has been living for the past year and a half, huh? Classic dorm room vibe, even back home. Same old Star Wars poster I see. Same old collection of weird tech gadgets. Some things really need to change, huh? You still have this? The robot we built for 8th grade science fair? The one that malfunctioned and shot pencils across the gym? I can't even believe your mom didn't throw this death machine away. I spotted your car outside with a Star Wars bumper sticker. Dead giveaway. Plus, I may have done some casual social media investigating to confirm my suspicions. Winter break. Everyone back in their hometown. Perfect time for a surprise visit. Don't give me that judgmental look. I know people text first or, I don't know, use the front door like civilized humans. But since when have I ever claimed to be even a little bit normal? Plus, I wasn't sure if you wanted to see me anyway. After I basically ghosted you when we moved. That wasn't exactly my finest moment. Yeah, I know we should have talked about it. About why I disappeared on you after we left. It's kind of the giant elephant in the room, isn't it? When Dad got that promotion and we had to move right before high school, I didn't handle it well. I was so angry about leaving everything behind that I just cut everyone off. Especially you. Because you were the hardest to leave behind. We'd been inseparable since, what, 3rd grade? When you punched that kid for making fun of your science project? When you're defending your soul system diorama would be the start of a beautiful friendship. Then suddenly we're 13 and I'm being told that we're moving across the country and I just couldn't deal. Easier to cut ties completely than trying to maintain something that was bound to fade away, right? At least that's what my teenage brain convinced me that was the logical solution. It was stupid and immature, and I hurt you. I know that now. Anyway, enough of the heavy stuff. Look at you, Mr. Computer Science Major at State University. Such a nerd. But you're top of your class too, aren't you? Called it. Though I've been doing my homework, creeping on your social media and all that. Not a lot of personal photos, huh? Mostly just tech conferences and... Is that your coding club? Oh, and the robotics team. Wild party animals, I'm sure. So, any special someone in the picture these days? College is where people go wild, right? Especially after being stuck in the same boring hometown for so long. Seriously? No one? Not even a single relationship? In all of high school and freshman year of college? So you're telling me that in 7 whole years there hasn't been anyone? Not even a prom date? Spring formal? Random hookup at a frat party? I've never been in a relationship. Why not? Because I've been focusing on school. Sure, that's a good excuse. I'm sure you wanted to be in a relationship, though. All those nights alone in your dorm room. No one to distract you from your programming assignments. No one to drag you away from your computer when you've been coding for 12 hours straight. No one to keep you warm during those cold winter nights on campus. The look on your face right now, absolutely priceless. You still blush just as easily as you did in middle school. Good to know some things haven't changed. But really, no one caught your eye? Or wait, let me guess. Too intimidated to ask anyone out. That tracks. You were always overthinking everything, planning out every possible scenario before even taking the smallest risk. So, you're probably wondering why I'm really here, besides the obvious joy of breaking into your room and tormenting you for old time's sake. I transferred to your school, State University, starting next semester. Athletics program, track and field, full scholarship, coach says I have Olympic potential, whatever that means. It's a good opportunity. Their program is ranked top 10 nationally. But let's be real, I could have chosen a dozen schools with my time. I chose yours, specifically. Surprise! I kept tabs on you, you know? Through mutual friends from middle school, social media stalking, the usual stalker toolkit. Saw you got that big scholarship from your app design. Won that coding competition last fall. Got that fancy internship for the summer. I was proud of you. Still am. Always knew you had it in you. Remember the night before I left? When we snuck out to the water tower? We stayed up all night talking, making these grand plans about how we stay friends forever. Write every day. Visit on holidays. You even suggested we learn Morse code so we could communicate through some elaborate system of flashlights between our bedroom windows, even though we would be living in different states. You were so convinced we'd make it work. And then I ruined it all by going completely dark on you. Classic me, right? Emotional intelligence of a rock. Truth is, I just couldn't handle being your long-distance friend. Because even back then, at 13, I knew I felt something different for you. Something more than just friendship. And it scared me so much that I thought it would be easier to just cut you off completely. Start fresh. New school, new friends, new me. It wasn't easier. At all. I almost told you how I felt that night, you know? When you were pointing out constellations and not noticing how I was looking at you instead of the stars. How I was trying to memorize your face. Because I knew I wouldn't see it again for a long time. I guess what I'm saying is I transferred to your school because I wanted a second chance with you to see if maybe you felt the same way or could. You thought about me too? Well, that's something. Not me just being a complete idiot then. So what now? You gonna just sit there with that shocked look on your face, or are you going to do something about the fact that I just practically confessed to you after climbing through your window in the middle of a snowstorm? What, still overthinking? Some things really don't change. I'm still always taking the lead, and you're still analyzing every possible outcome before making a move. Maybe that's why you've never been in a relationship. You're waiting for someone to make the first move. Someone to cut through all your overthinking and hesitation. Lucky for you, I've never been afraid of making the first move. 7 years apart hasn't changed that about me. Your parents, my heroes, if we're too loud. They still sleep down the hall, right? Your mom still has that superhuman mom hearing that can detect trouble from a mile away. We'll have to be quiet, like when we used to share secrets under the blanket for in your basement. Remember that code word we had when your mom was coming? Red alert! And we pretended to be doing homework. We were terrible liars. She definitely knew we were plotting something. You know what? I'm tired of secrets and what-ifs. I've waited 7 years for this. Transfer schools for this. Do you have any idea how many times I've imagined this moment? Coming back? Seeing you again? What I'd say? What would you say? Can I kiss you? Is it okay? Just one kiss. To make up for the one that I was too scared to give you in 8th grade. To see what I've been feeling all this time is real or just some idealized memory I've built up in my head. And if you don't like it, we can pretend it never happened. Go back to being just friends. I promise. No pressure. That was... For someone who's never been in a relationship, you're surprisingly good at that. You see what you've been missing out on while you've been focusing on school? All that wasted potential. Don't worry, we can make up for lost time next semester. I'll be just across campus. My dorm's in West Hall. Was that like a 5-minute walk from your building? I'm sorry it took me 7 years and a college transfer to finally be honest with you, but I promise I'm not running away this time. Unless you want me to, but based on that kiss, I don't think you do. So, what now? Since we're both on winter break, we have a few weeks before classes start. Do you want to show me around campus when we get back? I may need a personal tour guide who knows all the secret study spots and which dining hall has the least disgusting food. And maybe I can finally take you on a real date. You know, since you've been saving yourself for the right person and all. Don't look so shocked. 7 years of zero relationships. You are either waiting for someone special or you're just secretly terrible at talking to women. And considering how we just kissed, I'm guessing it's the first one. I like to think you were maybe waiting for me. That I ruined your standards for everyone else. Was I the reason? Either way, I'm going to enjoy being your first girlfriend. I've always liked being first. Being the best. Setting the bar impossibly high. Fair warning though, I'm very competitive. Still am. Maybe even more now. You should see me on the track. I don't lose. Ever. But I almost lost you. And I'm not making that mistake again. And just so you know, I really did miss you. All those years. More than I ever let myself admit. should probably go before your parents wake up and find me here. That would be an awkward reunion conversation, but I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe we can go get coffee, catch up properly without the whole breaking and entering aspect. Or maybe I'll just come back tomorrow night. I like the window entrance. Very Romeo and Juliet. Except, you know, without the dying at the end. Sweet dreams, computer boy. I'll see you tomorrow. And every day after that, if you'll let me. Hey, computer boy. Hey, I had promised I'd be back. And the sun is setting, so I'm assuming that your parents are already in bed. This time we really have to be quiet. You hear me? You look scared. Wonder how long it'll take me to take that look away from your face. So, brought you some snacks. Well, your favorites from when we were friends. Don't know if they're still your favorites, but I'm pretty sure you'll appreciate them. And there's something else in that bag. Yeah, what kind of friend would bring condoms to their friend's reunion, huh? Do you want to use them? What? I'm well known for being this direct. And you know that. I saw that you were looking at me after that kiss yesterday. Maybe we could repeat it again and again and again, and you tell me if you want to use them afterwards. Where are you touching? Where are your hands going? I didn't give you permission to do that. Fine. I'll take my clothes off. I guess that probably means we are gonna use them, right? I'll lay against the wall. I'm gonna get on top of you. You look good in this position. Maybe I should just ride you like this. What do you say? Hey. You're not using what I brought. Taking advantage of my skirts today, huh? The one time I wear one of these really athletic skirts and you take advantage of them like I'm some whore. Fuck. Haven't even seen it. And it's already inside me. Packing, computer boy. I'm sure a lot of girls would have wanted to see this before you even thought about dating them. I'm pretty sure you'd have every girl you wanted if you had to show them your dick. Fuck. Fuck. I'm close already. Fuck. I know. I'm quick on everything. Quick on the track. Quick to fucking come to. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Fuck. 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 We're gonna figure out what to do with that later. For now, let's just cuddle.